Alright, guys, let's get going. Roll initiative for me.
Oh, gosh.
Hmm?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Awful.
Oh.
Where's yours bad?
One.
Oh,
good 20. One. Oh, yeah. Starting off strong.
Nat 20.
Wow. I got
30. What do I add to that? Yeah, so that'd be...
Plus your dex.
Oh, yeah, wait, I guess I'm bonded to you. So
yeah.
I get a 4.
Oh, yeah, this is ability checks. So yeah, you can add a d4. Okay. I forget I need to do an ability check.
Well, I got to add 1 to my 1.
Nice.
Right.
I got 16.
16.
So, remind me, there's a giant gorilla, but there's also like 8,000 banana monkeys.
Yeah, there's just a whole horde of banana monkeys.
Okay.
And just the it is so absolutely loud in this environment.
Gosh,
you just
nice.
Hear just monkeys just screaming in every direction. It's almost, you almost can't concentrate on anything else other than just these screaming monkeys.
Okay. Wow.
Jeez, I'm kind of not ready to go first.
Well, you are.
What did you roll, Jenna?
2.
2, okay.
You're very likely going to be before the banana gorilla, so you better
yeah.
figure it out.
Yeah. All right, yeah, so it is Case's turn first. This gigantic gorilla made of bananas is just standing in front of you and just beating his chest and snarling at you.
Okay.
What do you do?
Longsword to the eyes.
Cool.
And then try and blind him.
Cool. Yeah, roll a d20.
3. Does that hit?
That was a journey, man.
Oh my god.
What do you add to that?
Oh, 6. It's a 6.
It's not hit.
Yeah.
Now you
can I can tack on an unarmed strike, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Nat 20.
It's a nat 20. Beautiful. Yeah. Holy shoot.
Lucked out. 4 damage.
4 damage. Cool.
Nice, simple, classic turn.
Cape 0.
Okay. So, I've been thinking about this, and I don't know what to do, because I don't really want to fight the giant gorilla. Like, I don't think Zero wants to fight the giant gorilla. I think that we've had a misunderstanding, and that the tiny monkey wants the shiny gun. And it doesn't need... I also would like it, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't... Like... I want to talk to it, but I don't know speak with animals, and also it's a banana, so I don't know how that works.
Do you
but
know
I'm
speak
like,
with fruit? I almost said vegetables.
There's a spell called speak with
perish.
Plants, but I don't know it. So I can't speak with plants either. But I'm just like, so...
I mean, there's other ways of communicating if you don't
know
the language.
So part of Zero's background is that they're an anthropologist, and so part of the anthropologist's background is that you... like, are, like, a linguist, and you can learn other languages and gestures, like, and different things like that. But it does take time to do that, and we have not really spent time, like, learning at all. So I'm kind of like, ew. I think I'm going to walk, like, kind of forward up to it, and I, like, don't have any weapons out, and I'm going to try to be kind of calm.
Case just looks on in disbelief.
Well, okay. And I don't know if it can understand a language or not. Like, I don't know what kind of magic is on it. But I'm just gonna kind of be like, it's all, we're all right. We don't want to fight. We're here. We want to make things better. We don't want to hurt you. And I would like to do that.
Make an animal handling check.
That's a thing?
Yes. There's a lot of
stuff. Wow, that is a thing. There's a lot of things.
Oh, I get to add a d4. Oh, no! 8.
The gorilla just kind of looks at you and it tilts its head to the side, and it just is not, nothing is getting through, and it just again just starts to bellow a little bit, and it just like beats its chest, and that's as much as you get out of that interaction.
Okay. Well.
Helpful.
Look.
Okay. No, it was worth a shot.
Okay. Is that what you're gonna do?
I guess so.
Zero?
Because I don't really want to fight it right now. We'll see how that goes.
Cool. So as you get done doing that, Zero, the monkeys get louder. And they are going to... you see that as well as the banana monkeys, there are also regular bananas just about everywhere. And some of the monkeys in the crowd start to grab at the bananas on the trees, and they're going to attempt to throw one at each of you. Zero does a 10 hit?
No.
Cool. Case does a 14 hit.
Nope.
And Jenna, that is a natural 20.
Of course. So, I haven't even played yet, and I'm doing real bad.
Jenna, you are getting geared up for your first turn, but as you do, from behind, a monkey just hits you in the back of the head with a banana.
Rude.
And you are going to take 2 points of bludgeoning damage.
Bludgeoning?
Yes.
It's a banana.
It hurt. It's a beefy banana. Would you
prefer it's a beefy piercing? Banana.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, would you say in general that the bananas here are beefier than Banana Classic?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Jenna, as the one banana hits you from behind, you kind of stumble forward, and there's another banana that has been thrown in front of you. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
You're really going to do the bit where I slip on a banana?
I mean, it's all up to you. You're going to do the bit. I'm not going to do the bit.
Gosh. Okay.
Guilty.
You can add a d4.
Yes, I can. 15?
15, yeah. You step out of the banana in front of you, and you are on your feet.
Oh, good.
And that brings it to the gorilla's turn. He's going to come charging at you, just running on his fists. Case.
Oh, okay.
And he is going to make a swing at you. That's a 17?
That hits.
So you are going to take 6 bludgeoning damage from that. And then he's going to take another swipe at you. And this is a 15 hit.
It matches my armor class.
Yes. Then it does hit.
Yeah, it does. Yes. Yeah. If it's that or above.
And you're going to take 5 points of bludgeoning damage from that.
I'm so screwed.
You shouldn't have attacked the gorilla.
Well, what are we supposed to do? We roll initiative.
I am.
That doesn't automatically mean battle, though.
That doesn't mean battle.
It just is like the number of turns. That's who's.
In Case's head, it means battle. Okay. It means battle.
Just to remind you guys, Quetzalcoatl did give you healing potions. And so we can kind of choose how we want to do this, but I think it's good to say that you can use a potion as a bonus action on yourself. Mm-hmm. If we want to do that.
That's fair.
How many did we get each?
Quetzalcoatl gave one to each.
Okay.
And then it's just a regular one?
Yes, so it's 2d4.
Plus, is it 2?
I can use that.
Which is great, because your cleric's running out of spell slots.
Quickly.
Very quickly. How are you two doing, by the way?
I'm doing okay.
8 HP.
And Jenna, it is your turn.
Okay. So, I do have Speak with Animals, if we want to go that route. But I don't know if it's going to work.
We should.
I don't
know if it's worth a shot.
I just kind of don't. I feel like
it's already isolated.
It escalated faster
than
we were prepared for, maybe. But also, there's about 8,000 banana monkeys and a gorilla. So if we murder their gorilla, like, protector, I don't think they're going to appreciate that very much.
They might also run away, because their gorilla protector is gone.
Well, yeah.
Because the gorilla was a protector.
I don't know if I want to roll the dice on that.
No, fair enough.
So you do what you want, but that's my thoughts.
Yeah.
The negotiation is worst sort.
Even though I've attacked it already. But, yeah, I think I'm going to do Speak with Animals. So, does that count for... this is what it says. So, I gain the ability to comprehend and communicate with beasts for the duration. So, it doesn't say just one. So, I can talk to all of them.
Yes.
And just...
You can also talk to Boris.
Yes. That's important.
That's important.
So, and then they can... Okay, and then another question is, the monkey that we were chasing that had the gun, is he just out there? Like, we don't know where he is right now?
You have no idea.
Okay. Oh, I don't know what I'd say, though, but I think that this is our best bet. Okay, so, I don't really know how to cast spells.
So, you just say you cast them.
Okay, I don't have to roll anything?
Nope. Okay. Unless it tells you. Unless the instructions of the spell tell you to make a roll or have someone else make
not
a roll.
For
that
one.
Yeah.
And you're fine on that one. Is it concentration?
No,
it's not. Good job.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about anything. It just is happening for 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to cast Speak with Animals. And I'm going to just talk to the gorilla and try to de-escalate what is happening.
What do you say to the gorilla?
Okay, so I don't know how gorillas work, but I think I'm just going to put my hands out and just show that, like, I don't have anything in them and just be like, hey, I'm really sorry. We're just out here. We're really confused. We're kind of lost. But we don't want to hurt you or anyone. I don't want to hurt you.
Make an animal handling. No, actually, in this case, make a persuasion check.
Oh, that's what I'm not good at.
You get to add a d4.
Yes. Okay, good. Okay.
Hey.
Okay. So, 15.
Cool. He looks at you fair enough, gorillas can make connections with humans pretty easily, huh? We look pretty similar. He looks at you, Jenna, and he is puzzled that he can understand you. Probably has never spoken with a human before, and so this is a new experience for him. And he's like,
you don't want to hurt us. What about your shiny friend here? He hurt bad me.
I know he did. And I'm really sorry about that. We just got a little bit scared. Things got a little out of hand really fast. And we just want to talk with you.
Case leans over to Jenna. He's like, what did he say?
What? All your hands are like...
I think as they're having this conversation, Zero's paying very close attention so that she can learn how to talk to the gorilla.
Why are you here?
That's a good question. We are just trying to help out some of our friends, and we're trying to... That gun that's over there, that soul weapon is really important to us, and we're trying to get that back.
What gun?
We're trying to find it.
What is gun?
Oh, you have a gun.
I do. I don't want to show. I'm not going to show him my gun, though.
It's a bad idea.
Let me think.
I mean, you could lie.
Well,
it's really important to our boss that we need to get it back.
What is boss?
Oh, I know.
Is this just gonna be like
alpha?
Is he gonna ask like why, and then we're gonna explain? He's like why, just over and over and over again. Is this what's gonna happen?
No.
He's just one of our friends, and it's really special to him.
What is gun?
Fair enough. It's a gorilla.
Okay, wait. Soul weapons.
This is not a soul weapon. It is
a
gun that has been designed to remove soul weapons.
Or not
from
a soul.
People.
Okay, yes. That's what I was thinking.
Say it's like a tool or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. As you guys are like telling me what to say.
I think I called them jackers last episode, but let's call them snatchers from now on. I'm really bad at introducing names to things naturally, I feel like, but let's call them snatchers from now on.
Jackers is the street name for them.
Yeah, exactly. That's how Flint would call them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, like, talk to us while you're talking to him, we could help you, maybe.
That's true. Let's say that's been what's happening. Okay.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
A gun is a tool that, if it's put in the wrong hands, it can hurt people.
Oh no. Oh no, I'm Brayden.
This is bad.
Oh no.
Oh no!
No!
Brayden is just convulsing with laughter.
What? We just can't get away from that. We will hurt you with this.
What was I supposed to say?
Nothing.
I hate this.
You're fine.
Oh, no.
Well, why did you come here looking for it? We have no gun.
Yeah. It was taken from us.
By who?
It was a misunderstanding, I think, from one of these guys, and I just kind of gesture around, but I'm not sure exactly who.
What gun looked like?
If I did take out my gun, would that look
no,
like...
No, don't do that. Don't freaking
but
do that.
But would it look the same as the one that was taken, I think is the
what
question.
Is...
Yeah.
Just say it's, like, shiny and...
Yeah,
just say it's, like, shiny and metal.
I mean, you, like, is it, do you have them, like, strapped to your, like, or, like, how are your guns on you?
Okay, so I think I have, like, my pistols on my sides.
Listen, for all the gorilla knows, it's just, like, that's actually just, like, a part of your body. Like, he doesn't know, he's a banana monkey, he was just born,
like,
5 hours ago.
Without maybe taking it out.
Yes.
If it's, like, visible on you.
Okay, I'll...
Because then it's not, like, aggressive, but you're like, this is what it looks like.
Yes. Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Is that... What are you doing, exactly?
Yeah, well, I guess I'm just gonna be like, this is what it shapes like, not this is what it is.
He sees you doing that, and then you see the recognition in his eyes. He's like,
oh... You mean shiny thing?
Yes.
Wait. Terrence?
Terrence? His name is Terrence?
Is he gonna get in trouble with his dad?
he turns back, he looks back into the forest, and then you see all of the monkeys just at once, and then they all start hiding, and then there's just one little monkey, and he has the gun in his hands.
That's shameful.
In case in zero, you just hear a little. That was the worst monkey noise I've ever made. Like, what? That's kind of what,
yeah.
What a monkey sound
it's
like.
It's fine.
That's close enough.
It's fine.
And
the girl just goes like, "You said found on ground. No take from others, Terrence."
Clean your room, Terrence.
Oh my gosh. Terrence is in trouble.
Terrence, you give it back right now.
Is Terrence getting grounded?
Yeah.
And this little monkey just very sheepishly walks up to you, Jenna, and he's just like looking down at the ground and he holds his hand up with the gun and he holds it out for you.
Aww. I mean, it's okay. Thank you for giving it back. And I take it and like put it away.
And he's like, I'm sorry. And then he just scuttles back into the forest and hides.
Okay. That was the hardest thing I think I've ever done.
I'm going to cast Healing Word on the gorilla. So he's healed now.
Okay.
Because cool. I think for the amount of damage you did, I don't think I have to roll for it. Because I think I would do more healing.
Very marginal amount of damage on, yeah.
Yeah. He only took 4. He's fine.
Case asks Jenna to tell the gorilla that he's sorry.
Okay. I do that.
Tell your shiny friend that it is okay.
He said it's okay.
Oh, thank you.
Does the gorilla have a name?
Okay. My name's Jenna, and these are my friends Zero and Case. What's your name?
One second. I didn't think...
You weren't expecting me to ask
you to talk to the gorilla.
You weren't expecting me to befriend a giant gorilla?
You're expecting a murder.
We Undertaled it.
We did Undertale it.
Didn't think I'd have to Google gorilla names.
You came up with Terrence pretty quick.
Yeah, because that funny names pop into my head quicker than...
Seriously?
Than, like, the king of the jungle?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, like, in charge of it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm proud of Jenna. That was very good.
That was awesome.
Oh,
good job.
Thank you.
You kept explaining the philosophical, like, ramifications of a gun. And I'm like...
I know.
Me name Jimmy.
Wow. Oh.
Okay.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Jimmy.
Hmm?
Okay. Well, thank you for helping us.
Wait, I have a question. Do we know where we're going in here?
Absolutely no clue.
Can we ask Jimmy if he knows where we should go?
Okay, do we want to go somewhere and rest now? Like, should we ask him that?
We should ask him that, And we should also ask him maybe where, because I'm sure he would have noticed by now, like, with all the nonsense that has just occurred, maybe, like, where the soul weapon is that we need to get, because he might know, before your spell runs out of time.
Okay. Before we get the soul weapon. Okay. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
The soul weapons have light come out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think this one is like a scythe. I think we discussed what it looks like.
Okay.
I wish I had minor illusion so bad right now.
Oh, yeah.
Say shiny thing on the stick.
There you go. We're also looking for something else. Have you seen, like, a big light? It's another shiny thing that's kind of pointy, and it's long, and it's on a stick. Have you seen anything like that?
He kind of looks up into his head and thinks about it.
No. Trees, big, go for a long time.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you. If you see anything like that, can let us know.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else we want to ask the monkey or the gorilla?
Safe place to rest?
Or maybe if there are dangers that he knows about that we don't.
Boom. Yeah.
So me and my friends are going to be traveling around. Is there anything that we should be on the lookout for that could hurt us?
Lots of very big things. Don't get stepped on.
Okay.
I'll keep that in mind.
Sounds good.
They're big tree in center of big of trees.
Okay.
Go there.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
Maybe we'll find something there then.
That sounds probably important to what we're trying to do.
Can we take a short rest?
Yes, you can.
Cool. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think he kind of sees that the three of you are hurt, and he looks at you and he's like, "You can spend time with us and nap if you wish."
Oh, I would love to vibe.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah.
I'm also going to spend time learning monkey language, if that's acceptable.
There you go.
Okay.
So, this is where we're going to
That's right, because you can do that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It takes time, though.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to learn a language?
It says that I need to observe people for a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of starting the monkey observation process.
Okay,
do we want to do a long rest?
I would not be opposed to a long rest. I have one spell slot.
that would be helpful. Because, I mean, I can only cast this so many times. And so if you could just learn it.
Yeah, I mean, so it's not the same as Matt, because that just kind of, like, I'm learning, like, very, very basic, like, communicate. Okay. I probably couldn't explain complex thoughts, like, what is a gun? But yeah. I could be like, is there danger that way? Yes or no? Like the kind of basic conversation.
I mean, I can't really either.
But, like, yeah. So, like, he wouldn't understand. Like, I wouldn't be able to, like, use bigger words, but I could, like, kind of get the basic points across, the just kind of basic knowledge of a language.
Is this a feat?
No, it's my background.
Oh, the anthropologist background?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, like, I think it's called Adept Linguist, and that's, like, the feature for it, is that you can spend a day observing communication. I think they have to be humanoid. Actually, oh, never mind then, because then you can kind of, like, you don't get to know it, you just get to have basic conversation.
You know what? I think this counts.
This counts?
I think this counts. Okay. I think that, yeah, this counts.
Nice.
Then I will learn how to talk basically with monkeys, which is very fun.
Cool. So what are you guys going to do? Are you going to do a rest?
Yeah.
Take a little nappy poo? Okay. Sleep for the day?
Take a little nap with the monkeys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess while during the time of your rest, is there anything specifically? I mean, so you wanted to kind of observe them.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of watch throughout the day as they interact with each other. And they have a very rudimentary form of communication. Mm-hmm. And you kind of get a sense of what certain grunts and gestures mean as you study them. And so you feel like you could communicate with them in a very rudimentary way.
Cool. Very fun.
With just maybe just monkeys in general.
Can the monkeys play fetch with Boris?
Yes.
Yes.
I had that thought and I wanted it to be... Yes.
That is very good.
So they kind of... I guess at one point you're kind of sitting up against a tree and you see that Boris and the monkeys are playing like a weird game of like catch, keep away kind of style. Aww. Where they take turns. Like, it's not like mean-spirited. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, hey, like one of you stand in the middle until you can catch it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we'll switch.
The monkeys see Case as a very, very shiny thing. So he has to like shoo them away.
Yeah, they're all like all like looking at their reflections in in your chassis, and they're just very impressed.
Are we taking a long rest or a short rest?
We said long rest.
Okay.
Rest.
Cool. So we should be good to go.
I would love that. Thank you.
As the three of you kind of. The sun starts to go down and you sit down, or the sun is not in the sky, but everything around you starts to get darker, as if the sun was going down. You can't see anything in the sky. You just kind of see like a bluish green haze as you look up, and as you make that up through the trees and you sit down for the night, you have a little bit of a fire. You're kind of, I imagine you're kind of like rudimentarily communicating with the monkeys.
Yes.
You're like just practicing your newfound skills, and that's interesting. And Boris kind of curls up to you, Jenna. Mm-hmm. And as you sit down, Case, you start to get sleepy again. And this is something that is becoming an interesting phenomenon for you.
Yeah, it's very strange.
And the three of you slowly start to drift off to sleep. And it's different. From the last time it happened, from the last time that you fell asleep, Case, and the two of you found yourself someplace that you shouldn't be, Jenna and Zero. But the three of you see all sorts of images in your brain. You see the light and the journey that you experienced when you first crossed through the border into wherever you are now. And you see a lot of things. You see things from your past. You see the explosion of blue energy from the Blue Reaper in Parliament. You see all those things that have happened in the past couple of weeks. And there is kind of a moment where you start to hear a voice come at you and kind of rouse you from what you are seeing, and you sort of like, hey, and you hear Flint's voice, the three
oh
of
my
you,
gosh.
In the back of your brain, and he is like, hey, I'm okay. Don't I'm sorry, but don't come looking for me just yet, okay? I'll be back. And then at that point, the three of you wake up, and it's morning. So the three of you wake up and things are different.
Oh.
Whereas before you, the forest and the trees around you were kind of created this humid and warm summer environment. And now you notice as you wake up, the temperatures are a lot cooler and the light is a lot less bright, and the trees around you have changed, and the leaves have begun to turn orange and fall on the ground. And they're all falling around you.
Interesting.
Ah.
Are monkey friends still around?
Yes.
Are they still made out of bananas?
Yes.
Okay.
We have to check. It's important.
No, now they're made of sweet peas.
What?
I don't know.
Zero, I think you try and like rouse one to maybe ask a question or something, but you notice that while they appear to be still breathing, none of them are waking up.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like that. Oh no. Can I maybe make like a nature check or something to see what's up with them? Or is that medicine? I don't know. Because they're like human plant, or not human, they're like plant animal hybrids. Four.
They just seem to be sleeping.
I guess maybe we should move on then.
I guess.
I don't know.
There's not much else we can do here.
That's true.
So.
Did anybody have a weird dream last night about anything specific?
I've been having a lot of weird dreams lately.
That's fair. I mean, I don't... Yeah, you kind of don't really... Do you sleep?
Not normally. But I did.
Oh?
I saw Flint.
Me too. Oh.
That was weird.
So when you say you don't normally sleep, is that weird to then sleep?
Yes. Normally I go into a period of hibernation, so I'm still alert. Mm-hmm. I'm just running on low power.
Okay.
It's not the same as sleep.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe it.
But you dream?
I definitely do not dream. That was new.
Okay.
Interesting.
Flint just said to... Or I don't know. Whatever in my head... I just feel like Flint's okay, but mm-hmm. he's not here.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Like, we wouldn't find him here. Mm-hmm. Which is confusing.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Quetzalcoatl will know later, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I understand that.
Yeah, I guess we just need to figure out what we're doing, and then we can maybe think about that.
That's true, yeah, we need to, I guess, but finish what we're doing here.
No.
So we're gonna go the big tree then, or is that...
I don't see another course of action.
Okay, there's not, like, because I guess when we were outside the, like, barrier, there was, like, it's, like, a big thing of light, but there's no longer, like, a, yes, light beam from where, like, this little weapon is.
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, I guess we can go towards...
Do we see a big tree?
You do not. The trees around you, I mean, it's getting easier to see through them, but it's just they're so dense and thick, and you really can't make ahead of the skyline, really, anything. Mm. So
can I climb a tree
and see if I
can see anything?
That's a good idea.
You can certainly try.
Okay.
Who has the best, would that be athletics?
You know, I think it is not hard to climb a tree.
Okay.
It's like, I can make you make a check, but, like...
Mm-hmm.
I can also guide.
We got this far.
Climbing a tree.
Yeah. We made it this far. I think we can handle climbing a tree.
Exactly. For kicks and giggles, are you going to climb a tree, Jenna?
Yes.
Make an athletic, either athletics or acrobatics.
You are guided.
Okay.
We can add D4.
Let's see. They're both. I think that they're both this. Acrobatics might be a little bit better. Well, that was a nat 20.
Yeah, so get up this tree without any issues, and you manage to climb to the very, very top, and you know trees, you know plants, and as you're climbing up, you just find the right spot, and you never, just there's no give to the branches that your feet find purchase on, and you make it to the top, and the place you are in seems really strange. Looking all out across, you find yourself, and you kind of see that it's almost like the place you are in is cylindrical in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And you look in yourself up, you look up at the sky, and you see again this like greenish, it looks like the sky, but there's this weird greenish like haze to it almost.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes up and up and up to a point you can't really make. But you do see that the place you're in does have borders, and as it gets, you can't see it, but as it get as they get closer to the tree line, you kind of start to see the light get greener, just like it looked like from the outside.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Any sign of a big tree?
Yeah. Do I see the big tree?
You, yeah. You look in the center, and you are the space you are in doesn't make sense physically within the context of where the light came from. You're familiar with the park in Sun Ward, and it is the place you're in is much bigger than the area that the light covered. Mm-hmm. But you see several dozens of miles in the distance, you see a very large tree that is just beautiful and huge, and its leaves are starting to gain that orange color, and you see that from your perspective, obviously you're far away, it looks big, but the leaves almost, they look like the size of your hand as they fall down. You can imagine that they're, you know, they're like the size of an elephant
Oh, okay. Wow.
If you were to get up close to it. It's just a very big tree, and you see the leaves just starting to fall.
Okay, so it's not so much like as like a tree of life situation, but more as like if you just like put a tree in Photoshop and sealed it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So from that I could get the direction of it, and then I could just start going that way.
More or less, yeah. You feel like you have feel confident. You could
several dozen miles.
Yeah, I was going to say, how far is it away?
It's very far.
It's very far. Okay.
Better get hiking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we'll go.
I guess I'll just come down and say, let's go this way. And just start going.
Yeah, I guess so.
Good. I feel bad just leaving our friends, but our monkey friends.
You
want to
leave like a sticky note or something?
We want to what?
Do you want to leave like a little message?
Oh, we could. I mean, I don't know if they can read, though. So I guess they wouldn't have needed to before.
Fair enough. Like an object or something? Do we have? Not really.
Zero, I'm going to say that you would be familiar with something like this. Mm-hmm. You have these little hollow buttons that you can record visual messages and audio messages on, and you could potentially leave for them if you want.
Oh, fun.
I will do that. I'll leave them a little message.
It's very cute.
And I'll be like, we're going to the big tree. Thank you very much for helping us. Maybe we'll see you later. Yay! That's really cute. I like that a lot.
That makes me happy. I'll just gonna, like, wake up and like see that and be like really interested into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who is going to be holding on to the snatcher?
That's a good question. We should discuss that.
Probably Jenna.
Maybe I'll just hold on to it for now.
You're long range. You're less. You're out of the way, sort of.
Isn't it like you have to get close for that one though? Or I think we had a discussion about that.
Yeah, so it is the way you've seen it.
Are we going to need to use it? Probably.
You've seen it used as a melee kind of thing.
Okay.
Might be worth giving it to me.
In that case, one of us, because we both do.
Oh, that's true.
I can. I usually don't, but I can.
I mean,
either way.
You're the healer. You don't normally go into combat unless you have to, right?
I mean, you
go into combat, right?
I have the highest armor class out of this group, and so, like, I probably should be in combat more than I have been, but, like,
healing is more important.
I mean, I can heal while I'm attacking.
Oh, that's true.
Because it's a bonus action to heal, and I have... Well, it's also a bonus action to use my spiritual weapon, but that's okay. It doesn't matter either way.
It doesn't matter.
To use it, do we have a sense that, like, it would have a specific... Like, if it's dex or strength or...
I think actually I just need to come up with rules for that. I feel like it might just be like a straight up like melee attack.
Okay.
So probably that would be either dex or strength. We could say it's finesse.
Okay, so maybe whoever has the higher ability or the higher melee attack should have it.
My highest is 17 dex.
No, but what's your attack modifier?
Oh, 3.
For 3
for dex.
Okay, so mine, like, I'm getting confused. So my strength is 0.
Okay.
But my dex is a +2, so. That's
okay,
nice.
my strength is also 0, my dex is a +3.
Okay, so maybe you should have it then.
Cool.
Okay.
Case, as you're kind of holding the gun in your hand, you holster it or you put it away, however you
down
do.
Down my back.
And the three of you start to feel this warm energy kind of flow through you. And you again see as the leaves around you start to kind of float in like a spirally pattern. Almost, if you guys remember when you first signed your contract to work at Coatl Corp.
I don't.
And you start to see this just kind of like rainbow light kind of like spiral around you. And then it kind of like dies down. And for getting the snatcher gun back and for absolutely crushing that the gorilla encounter in a very, very good way that I think Quetzalcoatl would approve of, you guys get 2 Divine Brownie points. Ooh, and nice. I think so that brings you to 11, mm-hmm. 0, and then Jenna and Case to 10.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel just this warm energy within you and... Essentially, what this is going to mean is that each of you is going to gain a +1 to your essentially for you get a +1 times your level of added to your max hit points.
Oh, okay. So times our level is 3.
Yes.
So we get 3 more.
Mm-hmm. And that will stack going forward as well.
That's very nice.
Wait, what do you mean stack going forward?
So next level, you will gain an additional hit point to your max as well.
Interesting.
So, I mean, theoretically, at level 20, you will have +20 to your max HP.
Interesting. Does that imply that Quetzalcoatl is, like, watching us somehow?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
We're just earning divine, yeah, I mean.
There is a... like a magical nature to the contract you signed that kind of like has a feel for those sort of things, if that makes sense.
Okay,
so what are you guys doing?
We're hiking.
Yeah, I guess we're going. Walking.
Jenna, make a survival check for me.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh no.
Yeah, you should probably be proficient in it.
Yes. Let's see. So do I add... Where's your add 2?
You add 4.
Okay. 8.
No. 8. You walk through the forest, and as you, the three of you walk further and further towards what Jenna saw as the center... more and more leaves just kind of start to fall. Zero, can you make a perception check, please?
I can make a perception check, yes. Oh, gosh. Okay. 11.
11. You see a leaf fall, and you kind of walk over to it, and you nudge it with your foot a little bit. And as that happens, you see it kind of just, like, grow darker and kind of, like, crumble away. And you're noticing that as these leaves fall, the trees are just looking more and more barren, and the light around you is getting kind of, like, darker.
Mm.
And the leaves don't really stick on the ground. They just kind of, like, crumble into dust and kind of just, like, dissipate.
Okay. Are you robbing me of the crunchy leaf sensation as I'm walking?
That was not my intention, but...
But you sure have done.
I gotta get that crunch, dude.
Listen, there might there's be some nothing, leaves there for you to crunch.
Look, there's nothing better than a good... Can I roll an investigation check to find a crunchy leaf to step on?
Yes, you can.
I'm gonna guide myself, too. I want a crunchy leaf. No!
There are no crunchy leaves.
Got 5.
You got 5. You notice that there is a crunchy leaf about 30 feet ahead of you.
I'm gonna crunch the leaf.
You're gonna crunch the leaf.
Just a singular crunchy leaf.
So
and it's mine too because I found it.
You run up and you crunch the leaf, and then you notice that there's one 5 feet ahead of that.
Is there a like breadcrumb trail of crunchy?
Yes, there is a breadcrumb.
I'm gonna follow it like a fool that I am.
You start to follow. You crunch. You jump from one crunchy leaf to another, and you're having the time of your life.
Uh-huh.
And then all of you seemingly reach the end of this trail, and you as you are walking, you stub your shin on something hard.
Oh no!
And you
rock?
Not quite. So you turn, you're just kind of like jumping, and you turn around and you notice that covered in just kind of like branches and gray dried out vines, you see just this ginormous pumpkin that is sitting atop of a merry-go-round.
Pumpkin.
Okay. I like it. Is it sentient?
What do you like about this pumpkin, exactly?
I think it's pretty.
Okay.
And I think that it's very fun that it's on top of a merry-go-round, because I like merry-go-rounds.
Okay, that's a strange thing to like.
Why?
I don't know.
It's like a toy for kids. People like them. It's like, I don't know.
They're a little creepy.
But you think it's creepy?
A little bit.
Why do you think it's creepy?
Listen, I had an unfun childhood, okay? Can I do what I want to do? I'm just joking. It's probably just like a film movie or something.
So it's like, is the merry-go-round functional?
I mean, yeah, functional enough.
Okay.
I mean,
okay, that was my question.
How, like, on a scale of like 1 to creepy, how creepy is it?
1 to creepy?
I mean, I guess that's for you to decide.
I don't think it's not creepy. I think it's fun. But...
Like, where, like, how many traits does it have that would be considered creepy?
We'll deal with that in a second. Okay. Case and Jenna, what are you two doing?
Eyeing the merry-go-round cautiously.
You're discussing with me on whether or not it's creepy, apparently.
Yeah.
Is this still, like, on the way that we're going?
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Case, you kind of look around. You're not, I guess, incredibly interested in the merry-go-round.
Not too keen on it.
No. And you start to see, I mean, other sort of like playground equipment. You notice there's a swing set.
I do love the swing set.
Oh, so that one's accepted.
Yeah, the swing set is fine.
There's like a big play set. In Idaho, they call them big toys.
What? What is it?
Yeah.
Is this just a word for a playground?
Yeah. So, like,
okay.
They call, like, playground equipment, like, the big ones with, like, the forts and the slides, they call them big toys.
Oh, I hate that.
I don't think I have a word for them, actually.
So, Zero, what are you doing?
Is the pumpkin sentient?
You have no idea.
Okay. But
can I do a sentience check?
It doesn't appear sentient.
It does not, like, have a face.
Can I throw a rock at it?
It's not like jack-o'-lantern.
Not
like
that pumpkin. You can see.
I would like to throw a rock at the pumpkin.
Why do you, like, investigate things with violence?
No, this is just... Listen, sentience is basically just a word for...
Can you roll an investigation check?
I roll an investigation check.
Okay, just completely skim over my information and my explanation for why I throw rocks at things.
Don't throw rocks at things. You're going to break stuff. Why can't I roll very well? I guess that wasn't that bad. 13. Do I die instantly?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
You, one second. I don't know how I don't know how a rule works, but never mind.
What?
It seems normal. You can't. You don't see a face, you don't see anything.
Okay. Cool. I guess... Unless anybody wants to do... Like, I just think it's... I'm going to take pictures of my phone, actually, because I think it's pretty.
Okay.
Like, I think Zero thinks that that's really cool. Do we want to just keep going, then? Or...
I don't think anything is weird.
Can I swing on the swing?
Swing?
Is a swing broken, or can I swing on it?
No.
Okay. I'm going to swing on the swing.
And as you kind of approach it, there's, like, a slight breeze, and you hear, like, the rustling of the branches, and the swings are kind of swinging back and forth. And
that's not creepy. I'm going to write it anyway.
I'm going to take a picture of you swinging on the swing.
Aw. Little family photo vacation.
Zero, as you start to walk away from the merry-go-round, and as that breeze kind of picks up, you hear it start to kind of turn, and you hear the creak of the axle.
Uh-huh.
And you hear it start to spin faster. And from behind you, Jenna, you see as it spins, it starts to rise up out of the ground.
Oh.
And it just spins faster and faster. And there's this kind of moment where it drops its disguise. And you see...
Is it a freaking mimic?
You see this just... huge jack-o'-lantern head, and it's the merry-go-round is kind of acting as this just weird metal jester's collar, and it has just like a long flowing cape, and in its hand it twirls around this just gnarly looking scythe, and it you are surprised, Zero, and we are going to roll the shift.
Is this the scythe?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Is this the scythe? Yes.
This is fantastic. Everything about this, immaculate. I can continue. Initiative.
Time to fight the giant creepy
castle. So I'm surprised. That's an effect initiative, or does it?
No, it doesn't. The way surprise works in D&D is if you are surprised, you do not take your first turn.
That's
the way surprise is supposed to work in D&D.
Are we surprised?
I am.
I'm not.
I mean,
I'll say that Zero is, for sure. Okay. We'll say that Zero is.
Carousel was freaking sus from the beginning, dude.
You just missed its DC, which is why I was like...
Oh, darn. Unfortunate.
I haven't had a bad roll on this D20 for a while. I should probably make sure it's fair.
It's probably fine.
It's probably fine.
I mean, I've had bad rolls all day, so I have the opposite of you.
Fair. I got a 17 plus 3 is a 20.
Got a 10.
And me always attacking first.
Well, you're rolling good initiative. I don't know what to say.
I have to make the first move on the creepy jack-o'-lantern carousel.
I think it's fun.
It is fun.
What did you roll, Jenna?
20.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Who has the higher dexterity out of Case and Jenna?
I have 3.
What's your...
The number, though.
Oh, 17.
Like the number that I rolled?
Yes.
Was also 17?
Not the number you rolled,
like,
but...
Like this number.
Oh, 16.
16, okay, so Case is going to be first.
So describe this thing to me again.
So, it has just this gnarly jack-o'-lantern head, and you can see it's just bright. Its eyes are just lit up yellow and gross, and the merry-go-round kind of, like, it rings its neck like a collar, kind of like a jester's sort of...
And it's thing. Just kind of like a, like, is it humanoid?
Kind of. It's just, not really. It's just, it has this weird, like, twiggy body kind of underneath it. It's just kind of like a reaper kind of deal. And it's got this, like,
I was going to ask you if it had kneecaps, but that's unfortunate.
It's not how,
you
not
don't,
have
you
kneecaps.
You want to steal its kneecaps?
I want to slice its kneecaps in half, dude. How tall?
It's kind of, like, hovering in the air in front of you. I mean, it's pretty, it's large. It's like,
unfortunate. I'll just get it. I don't have anything great. I'm just gonna get it with a long sword.
Yeah, it is actually. It will go first.
Oh, okay.
It is its turn. It is its turn. And it is going to. It kind of cackles at the merry-go-round, just like spins and spins faster and faster, and it is going to kind of do a 360 and attempt to swipe at you with the scythe twice.
See, Cammy, it cackled. It cackled. That's not something that an uncreepy thing does.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
Does a 19 hit?
Who are you attacking?
Zero.
Oh, yeah, that hits me.
And does a 7 hit?
No.
So it makes one rotation, and you are going to take 8 points of slashing damage. Okay. And then as it goes and kind of for another rotation to swing at you, you kind of jump out of the way, and you miss that second one. And it is now your turn, Case.
Okay, I'm going to make a two-handed strike with my longsword, so that means no one on strike. I don't think that would do any good. For, like, a tree monster. Just flavor. Yeah, just, like, at his at limbs.
Cool.
Yeah. Just one of the, like, the biggest limb. The most threatening one.
Cool.
You're ready for me to roll. I was, like, waiting for you to say something. That's 13.
13. That's just a straight 13?
To hit?
Yes, that does not hit.
Unfortunate. Yes.
Okay, Jenna, your turn.
Okay. My first round, I guess I'll just go at it with my rifle and just aim for the head of it.
Okay.
17, and then... Is that 5? Is that what it is I add to it?
Yes, because it'll be plus your proficiency and then plus your dexterity. So that hits. Yep.
Okay, sounds good. That's 8.
8. Good job. Oh, shoot. You rolled an 8?
Yes.
So 8 plus and then plus your dexterity.
Oh, 8 plus 3.
Oh, shoot. 11, baby. Good job.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and it is 0. You are surprised, so you're going to miss your first turn.
All right.
It now, with the two of you in front of it, it just kind of makes two, like, diagonal cuts. One for Zero and one for Case. So Case does a 9 hit.
Definitely not.
Shoot. And zero. I'm gonna guess 23 does hit.
That would hit me. That one would hit me, yes.
Zero, you are going to take 6 points of slashing damage.
That's cool.
In Case's turn.
Okay, I'm going to try and get onto it via one of its limbs. I'm gonna try and just like take a slice at the limb for, like, while on it. Is that good?
Yeah. Just tell me one more time what you're gonna do again.
I'm gonna try and, like, get on the boy.
So, yeah, cool. I'll say let's make a grapple check with the nature of kind of how he is.
What's a grapple check?
So, I think it counts as an attack in this case.
Mm-hmm. So, it's your athletics versus its athletics or acrobatics, I think it is?
Yes.
So wait, athletics or acrobatics?
Yours is athletics because you're attacking it.
Okay. That's not fantastic. That is definitely not fantastic. That is a 5.
He contests that, I think.
Yep.
Please roll poorly.
He didn't roll as poorly as you would have wished. you attempt to kind of jump up on him and, like, grab him, and as you reach out and your hand is just, like, right in front of the merry-go-round bars, and then he just kind of, like, spins around, and the merry-go-round spins faster, and you are kind of buffeted back.
Okay. Can I attempt to slice it anyway?
I think, and we're going to say that that's your turn.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because he's like...
I just got tossed, I figured.
Yeah. If something is big enough that you can use your movement to, like, make a check and get on top of it, I'd say then you...
That makes sense.
Then that's, like, your movement and you can still attack. But in his case, his head is very big, but, like, it's not...
Dude, he just tossed me. Yeah, that's all I need to say. Yeah.
I'm just saying for the future.
Okay.
Like, as far as, like, stuff.
Fair.
So that we are on the same page about combat, but it is now Jenna's turn.
Okay. Let's see. I think for now I'm just gonna take another shot at it.
Cool. Yeah.
So 19.
19. Yeah, that hits. Good job.
Nice. Okay. Five plus two?
Three.
So 8?
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
And it is now Zero's turn.
Okay, I would like to inflict wounds.
Oh, shoot. Okay, yeah. Make a spell ranged, or no, melee spell attack.
Yeah. 19.
That hits, yep.
Yes!
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I've never used this spell before.
So, that's 11, and then I got more. That's 18.
That's a strong attack.
Holy shoot. What does it look like when Zero casts Inflict Wounds?
I think that there's some kind of, like, I think there's a lot of golden ribbons that appear just around up her arm. And then as she touches it, the ribbons kind of, like spring across the creature and, like, mess it up.
And inflict wounds.
That was really good. I rolled really well on damage for that as well.
Good job. 18 points of damage. I can't even touch that.
That's insane. The ribbons just kind of, like, wrap around it, and it tries to kind of do the same thing it did to Case, and it just, like, the merry-go-round kind of, like, spins around its collar, and it just, like, the ribbons just, like, catch it and, like, jam it in place, and then they wrap around the head, and it just screams, and then it just kind of, like, dissipate off. In, like, golden light, and that was amazing.
That was excellent. That was so much
damage. Yeah, holy shoot.
That's the most damage I've ever done.
I saw all of the big numbers, and I was like, oh, no.
But it hit me pretty hard, so that's what he gets.
And on his turn, he lets out this just, like, visceral, just, like, cackle. And this dark wave of energy kind of goes out and, like, hits all three of you. I need... you all to make a charisma saving throw.
Oh,
interesting.
18. Two. Oh my gosh!
2. I got 2 as well. 2.
Oh no!
So, Case and Jenna, you are now frightened as just fear overtakes you, and so you can make another check at the end of each of your turns, but until you pass that check, you cannot move towards the Pumpkin Reaper, and you Any attack rolls made on it will have disadvantage. As you are terrified of
cool, this. Cool, I have zero ranged weapons. That's fantastic.
Pumpkin-y boy. And it is now Case's turn.
I'm going to turn my longsword at it. Why the frick not? At the head.
Okay.
What would that even look like? Like, what would the damage look like?
So, are long swords thrown?
I think not.
Yeah. They're not. So, like, I'm going to do it anyway. Can I do that? I don't see the difference between a longsword and a spear in terms of, like, throwability.
Hmm. I'm trying to think, because it's like, there are... Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Throw it. Why not? We'll see. Okay. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
That is a 9 to hit.
You throw...
That did not work.
Yeah, you're just not used to throwing it, and it's not built to be thrown.
Oh, by far not.
Yeah, and it just kind of sails past it and just, like, jams itself into a tree behind.
Okay, thank goodness.
Is that what you're gonna do?
I don't want... There's nothing else I can do.
You can move away from it.
Yeah, I can move away.
Mine. So... And it is now Jenna's turn.
Okay. There's not much else I can do. That's really boring.
You can still attack it. It's just
I'm gonna attack it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying there's not much else I can do besides attack
at this point, no.
So 17.
17, yes, that hits. And did you roll with disadvantage?
What does that mean?
So you roll twice and you take the lower roll.
Oh, wait. To hit?
Yes. Oh, well, I rolled the same thing. That. So.
That's all right.
Yeah.
So that hits still. Good job. Okay. Yeah.
And then damage is the same?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that is a 3.
Plus.
3 plus 3?
Yes.
So 6.
Awesome. And remember that you still have Boris, so.
Oh, and he's not frightened?
Actually, roll a charisma saving throw for him as well.
Okay. Oh, he rolled better than I did. 8. And I don't know if he has charisma.
He should have a stat block.
Okay. So. I think that right down. Yeah.
So Boris is scared as well.
No!
No!
Aww.
Poor doggy. He just, like, whimpers. He doesn't want
to
get up.
So if he can't, okay, so I guess he can't
do... He can't really do much right now.
Okay. I guess he could have helped me, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess that's my turn.
Yeah, so, and it is now Zero's turn.
I'm gonna inflict more wounds.
Oh my gosh, you're just going at it.
I would like to.
Reclaim the carousel.
That's an 8, so an eight. I don't inflict wounds.
He catches you this time, and he kind of spins out of the way.
Unfortunate.
And he just laughs at you.
That's
and just
so
this
rude.
Nasty, just that's shriek.
So rude. Mean.
Awful, okay. I guess that's my turn then, because I can't cast another spell.
And actually, Jenna, real quick, you can actually make another save for both you and Boris.
Oh, okay. Is it just separate, or can they be the same?
Let's separate.
Okay, so this one's for me. That's 4. So that's not good. Boris rolled 13, though.
Cool. So Boris is no longer frightened, but you still are, Jenna.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
And that is, it is now its turn, so it is going to, or did you want to do anything else with your turn, Zero?
Wait, hang on.
No.
How do I roll a saving throw for the frightened?
Oh, yes, you need to just roll a charisma saving throw, my bad.
During my turn, or?
You're supposed to do it at the end of your turn, but I forgot, so that's my bad.
14.
Yep, you are no longer frightened.
That's good.
Because it is going to take advantage of its turn, and is it again going to swipe at the two of you, Zero and Case? Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Zero, that is a 7 to hit.
No.
And Case, that is 9 plus... That's a 14.
Does not hit.
Cool. Yeah, he is not having a ton of luck today. And so now it is Case's turn.
I'm going to punch it.
You're going to punch it. Do it.
Punch him.
Yeah, just 200 strikes.
Cool.
I'm gonna try and again to like get on top of him.
Cool. Yeah. So yeah, make a grapple check.
That's cocked.
What does that mean?
It means you get to roll again.
Yeah.
That's also cocked.
Jeez. Okay. 5. I'm gonna get tossed again.
Don't you add something to that?
Strength.
Oh, is this your grapple?
Wait, what's my grapple? Strength.
It is strength. Either to target.
Athletics.
A strength athletics check contested by strength or dexterity check. Oh, so you have to make it with strength, but they can contest it with strength or dexterity.
Got it.
So they literally cannot fail this, though. So, yeah. So, they, again, just kind of, they spin their merry-go-round and just, you cannot hold purchase. But, however, if you can make more than one attack as part, it counts as an attack.
Yeah, but
so if you can make a second attack.
This is a bonus unarmed strike action.
Then yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a journey.
That was a 17.
So close to an at 20. You hit, yep.
Okay, on our strike, 6 damage. Nice. Did I do it?
Not quite.
You did do damage.
Did I solve the carousel puzzle?
he is starting to slow down, but he is still up and at him. Mm-hmm. And it is now Jenna's turn.
Okay, well, I'm still scared, but I can have Boris help me.
Yes.
So, I do that first, and I think I'm just going to have him distract it, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He can, like, kind of go a little bit away from me and start making a ruckus. Like, start barking or something.
Yeah.
Try to get its attention while I attack it. So, then what does that... Do I roll?
So, if you have advantage on disadvantage on the same roll, they cancel each other out.
So oh, so just... I just don't have disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. That's a 10?
10. That does not hit.
Okay.
That's adding your bonuses and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Then it is now Zero's turn.
Okay, I would like it to make a dexterity saving throw for Sacred Flame.
Ooh, okay. That's a 6.
That fails. So it's going to take 1 radiant damage!
Darn it.
1! Rip.
And then he dies.
And then for my bonus action, I'm going to heal myself. With my magic.
I'm very pleased that I haven't been injured yet. It's pretty tight.
I got kind of messed up. Where's my...
What are you casting?
Healing Word.
Cool, cool, cool. I guess that makes sense. Only bonus action.
6.
Awesome.
That's pretty good for me.
I'm obsessed with this guy.
It's really fun.
On its turn, it starts to twirl the scythe in a circular motion, and you see this just dark aura kind of envelop it, and it has casted Sanctuary on itself. Mm. Until the spell ends, anyone who wants to make an attack against it, you have to make a Wisdom saving throw first.
Okay.
Not my strong suit.
Oh no.
And it is now Case's turn.
I'm gonna try and chop it. Just chop its limbs off. I'm tired of climbing and then forgetting, and then like not getting tossed off.
Cool.
Case is done with getting tossed.
Case is done with getting tossed.
He just wants to slice.
Cool.
Just slice.
Just slice.
So
just
slice. Make your Wisdom save.
Yeah. 11? No, 9?
9. That,
Oh, no.
Nope. As you go, and just this wave of darkness just kind of compels you, and you just, like, punch the ground, because there's nothing else for you to hit.
That was a sword, but okay, yeah.
Oh, I thought, where did you get your sword?
Did you throw it?
Oh, I did throw it.
So
forgot about that.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but... And is there anything else you'd like to do with your turn?
Not much I can do.
Cool. Jenna.
I didn't roll last time to get...
To be unfrightened, yeah. So do
that.
Okay? Yes.
I do that right now,
of
sorry.
Course it is.
Oh, that's a 3.
You're still frightened,
I'm
Jenna.
I'm so scared.
Can I roll to give Jenna a hug?
Oh.
You do not have to roll to give Jenna a hug.
Can I give Jenna a hug?
Sure.
Does that help me?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's sad.
All right, I guess that was... Okay, but I can do it without disadvantage still, right?
If you use your bonus action, you tell Boris to help.
So. I'll do that again.
But you still have to make a Wisdom saving throw.
Okay, so
to hit him.
I do that first.
Yes.
Okay. 8.
8. It does not do it. Again, you
kind of... What the heck?
You go to... You have Boris kind of run around and bark, but you go to pull the trigger, and as you aim, just that darkness just doesn't... Just you can't, and you shoot off into the darkness behind.
Okay. Can I roll again to try to be unscared?
Yes.
Okay. I swear. 18.
18. Yes. Oh,
oh my gosh.
You feel just the fear just kind of dissipate, and you feel like your old self again. You are no longer frightened.
Oh my gosh. That was painful.
That was a lot.
And zero.
I guess I need to make a wisdom save.
Eight. You just...
I don't know if you're doing too well.
What were you going to do?
I think I was going to hit it with my warhammer.
Okay. Then, yeah, you can't muster up the willpower to hit it.
And that takes my action, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Then I am done. Cool. That is it for me.
And on its turn, it is... I just realized... Oh, wait. No, never mind. I realized something terrible, but I don't think it's going to help me.
Oh.
Because I just realized this is the bonus action spell, but I can only cast it once.
I see.
It is going to run over to Jenna, and it is going to make a swipe at you.
Rude.
Does
it take an opportunity attack?
It's hard for me. I would say sure.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to be annoying.
No, I had that thought, and I just, like, I'm figuring out how we play with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there have been a couple of times when, like, oh, one of you would have, but I've kind of just not done that, because it's hard when it's, like, loosey-goosey in the head.
I mean, it doesn't have to.
Do we want to do that? Do we just want to play with the system of, like, okay, I am engaged in melee combat. Mm-hmm. If I leave that without disengaging, I'm going to incur opportunity.
I mean... I feel like I've been thinking about it, but maybe I sometimes don't always understand where everything is.
Fair.
But I've made several melee attacks against it, so I know that I'm next to it.
Fair.
And I think that she's not, because she's doing ranged stuff. So that's just where my thought process was. But we don't have to, this doesn't have to take an attack if you don't want it to.
I think that would be fine.
Okay.
Sure, yeah, he'll incur the opportunity attack. But you
still have to do my wisdom.
But you still have to do wisdom saving throw.
I will do wisdom saving throw. Not that one. 22.
Yeah, that succeeds.
Yay.
Roll the hit. Now roll the hit.
Warhammer. 11.
That does not hit, unfortunately.
No. Well, I tried.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
What about you, Case? You can use your reaction to make an attack of opportunity. But you also have to roll a wisdom save first.
Yeah.
No.
Gosh darn it. So, Jenna, it is going to come up and slash you.
No.
That is a nat 20. That's incredibly unfortunately. So, Jenna, you are going to take...
You're not doing well.
You're going to take 8 points of slashing damage.
Oh, that's not
It bad. Did not roll very well.
Okay. Sounds good.
But
I still haven't used my thing where I can divide damage yet, because I haven't needed to.
But then it is going to attack you again. And does an 11 hit?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, so it swipes again, and it misses, and it is no longer affected by Sanctuary, that kind of dark aura just kind of dissipates.
Mm. That's nice.
And that brings it to Case's turn.
Okay, I'm going to roll a hit. I'm going to try and use flurry of blows.
Cool.
Using a key point.
Mm-hmm.
But only if the key point is only spent if I actually, like...
You don't have to make a wisdom save anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think...
If I roll the hit...
If you hit after...
I think you have to hit before you can use it, don't you? Because it's like, it just adds to...
Is it... If I roll... Do I roll the hit once for the flurry of blows?
You have to roll the hit again for them, I think. Mm-hmm.
I think you make an attack first, and then from that point, whether you hit or miss, you can choose whether you're going to...
Try again, basically.
This is going to be awesome, because if I spend at least one key point as part of an action, I get another unarmed strike.
That's nice. Very good.
So, this is going to be an attempted 4 unarmed strikes. First unarmed strike is a 14.
14. That does not hit.
Okay. Then the key point, so flurry of blows. 9 does not... Yeah, 9 doesn't hit.
Nope.
19.
That one hits.
Thank goodness. Oh my gosh. 6 points.
Awesome.
And then the final unarmed strike is a bonus action.
Cool.
Oh no.
Is a 6.
That does not hit.
Jeez, what a freaking waste.
It, it is Jenna's turn, actually.
Okay.
He's low. I can sense it.
I don't really know what spells to use, so I think I'm just gonna have Boris help me and do the same thing I've been doing this whole time.
Just freaking shoot it already. Let's get this
keep going. Does 10 hit?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Oh, but wait, I have advantage, so, right?
If you yes. use Boris to help you.
Yes.
So you have to do that every successive turn?
Yeah.
So just make sure you say that. I mean, it's okay. It's whatever.
Did I roll again?
Or, if sorry, you, yes. Yeah, you can roll again and take the higher roll.
Okay. Sure. Well. 13?
You, no, that doesn't hit.
Okay.
Darn, that's okay.
It is Zero's turn.
Okay, I'm going to, I'm gonna try to hit it, or I want it to do Sacred Flame again, so dex save, please.
Yeah. It fails.
Oh, really? Interesting. Okay. 3 radiant damage.
Exciting.
Very exciting.
You're slowly chiseling away at this weird beast.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's excited about something. I'm scared.
It, on its turn, it is going to look at you, Case, and as it looks at you, you kind of see this light in its eyes, and it just it starts to kind of entrance you a little bit, and it's going to cast Charm Person.
Don't like that.
But we're able to contest that.
Yes, I have to tell you what to roll that 1 second.
It's a save.
Yeah.
It's probably Charisma.
I'm guessing so.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
My strong suit.
Yeah, you're great.
Oh,
that's pretty
that's
good.
That's a 16.
16. You succeed.
Heck yeah. I'm the most wise person on the planet. Fear me.
Yeah, so you throw off this entrancing light, and it is now your turn.
2 unarmed strikes.
Do it.
Not 20.
Nice.
Oh, hey.
So that's a 23.
Yeah.
To hit.
What is this going to look like?
Would it count as an unarmed strike if I hit one of, like...
Just go ham. Don't.
Yeah, just go ham.
Yeah.
Have fun.
I'm just going to try and break it. Just... Yeah.
Cool.
I'm just going to try and shatter it. Oh, wait, no, I didn't need to roll that. I already rolled it to hit.
Yeah, you don't need to roll anything.
Yeah.
So...
Wait, I don't need to roll anything?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
You're good. Yeah, you kind of just, like, jump up and you get ready to just, like, punch it. And you just kind of, like, grab on to the handle of one of the merry-go-rounds. And as you grab it, it was just kind of passively spinning as it moved and swayed. And you just, like, grab it and stop it square where it is. And you use that momentum and you just kind of, like, bounce up and just punch it square in the face.
Nice.
And it just... cracks and fragments, and it just falls lifeless to the ground.
I did it.
Is everybody okay?
Sure, yeah.
All of, like, hit points and
dude,
stuff?
Dude, I have all 27.
Yeah, I'm good. Is it just me then?
You got hit real hard, didn't you?
Well, I healed myself a little bit, so fair. That's okay. I guess we just keep going then?
I guess.
Or, I don't know what else to do over here.
Yeah.
That's just how you have me keep going.
As the...
We got some miles ahead of us.
Yeah.
So the scythe that I had was not the scythe.
No.
No, okay. that's a good point. That's a good point.
Okay, so I guess
it doesn't have like it has the scythe or other does it have other weapons or is that it?
That was just it.
Okay. Just does anybody want the scythe?
Sure.
You want the scythe? Cool.
I'll replace my dagger.
I don't know if you can you throw scythes?
I don't think so.
No, I'm not gonna throw it. I just want it.
You probably have reach on it though.
Well, we're never going to use that, but it'll sure look cool on my back.
Case picks up the scythe, kind of just, like, pulls it from the gnarled, twiggy hands of the Reaper's corpse, and you start to walk away, and you hear that kind of breeze again, and just it starts to get really windy, and then from behind you, it starts to move again, and the shambled pumpkin head of it just starts to rise up again, and it lets out this deranged cackle, and it reaches out to grab you, Case. But before that can happen, you hear just this whistling noise come from out of the trees, and this just bright blast of light that just blows its hand off and it falls limpless to the ground. And you hear, like, ah, heads up! And you see coming from in between the trees, you see a person come out between the trees flying on these winged boots.
Ooh. Oh!
Oh! That this. Makes sense!
I love this.
And he kind of is just like running in midair. And
thank God.
He catches up and he slides. And then two, you see another two people come out from the woods. And the boy with the boots kind of is just like, whew, well, gosh, glad we caught you guys in time. Holy shoot, that's a scary, that's a scary boy. And as you notice, these three figures are, appear to be identical.
Oh.
And, he's like, well, hi, it's nice to see, friendly faces. I'm Pike. And then the other two chime in and like, and I'm Ike. And then the last one goes, and I'm Lance. And in unison, the three of them go kind of, and we're Team Hermes.